Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience.
Hello, welcome back to Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience. Apologies for making this one a little bit late, but let's get straight into our Thursday preview for round six. We've got the Knights taking on the Sydney Roosters. This one's still going to be a tough clash. Obviously, the Knights coming off a pretty decent win in wet conditions over the Dragons. The Roosters coming off a pretty horrific loss with a lot of injuries against the Bulldogs. Obviously, Tedesco and Sam Walker are out of this Roosters side. So is Dominic Young. Manu moves to fullback. Michael Jennings comes in for his 300th game. Obviously, a lot of drama around that. If you want to hear our thoughts on this, make sure to go to the Scrum on BTFU on the YouTube. You also have the podcast on the Spotify as well coming in the next few hours. But Michael Jennings obviously coming into the side. Junior Bulger coming onto the wing as well. The biggest move for me, though, has to be Connor Watson moving into the number six jersey. How is he going to use? How is he going to play? Is he going to be more of a running, roaming type role player in that number six jersey? And Luke Keary is going to have all the pressure on him to direct this side around the park. I'm very excited to see how the Roosters play with this lineup. One guy to keep an eye on, though, is Zach Docker-Clay in the number 14 jersey. He can come on in the halves. He can come on at nine. He can come on at lock forward as well. Been playing there for the Bears last year in New South Wales Cup. So excited to see where he comes into this game. But he can cover a lot of positions if, you know, Cody Walker doesn't work in that number six jersey, or, you know, if Brandon Smith does need a spell. Obviously had to play the full 80 last week due to injuries. Zach Docker-Clay can come into all of those positions. Let's go through the lineups, though. For the Newcastle Knights, we've got KP at fullback. We've got Tom Jenkins and Anari Chuala on the wings. Now, keep in mind, Greg Marju is in number 22. He is in the reserves. He might be a late in into this team for Tom Jenkins. Anari Chuala, I do not see the Knights taking him out after the past 2 weeks where he's performed really well. We've got Dane Gagai and Bradman Best in the centers. We've got Jack Cogger and Jackson Hastings in the halves. Jacob Saifidi and Leo Thompson in the front row. Jaden Brayley at nine. We've got Dylan Lucas and Kai Pierce-Paul in the back row. Adam Elliott at 13. Phoenix Crossland, Daniel Saifidi, Jack Hetherington and Matt Croker on the bench there for the Newcastle Knights. For the Roosters, Manu is at fullback. Daniel Tupou and Junior Bulger are on the wings. We've got Michael Jennings and Joseph Suali in the centres. We've got Connor Watson and Luke Keary in the halves. Jared Warrior Hargreaves and Lindsay Collins in the front row. Brandon Smith at nine. Nat Butcher, Angus Crichton in the back row with Victor the Inflictor at 13 with Zach Docker-Clay, Nafau White, Satili Tupanua, and Terrell May on the bench. Now, keep in mind as well here, Satili Tupanua might be 50-50 in this game. I'm not sure if he's 100% playing. He might be a late out for Egan Butcher, it looks like. The initial word was that it was going to be for Sua Wong, but Sua Wong no longer in the reserve list here, so I think it will be for Egan Butcher. Egan Butcher playing quite well over the past 2 weeks while he's been in the side as well for the Sydney Roosters. All I've heard, though, the mail that I'm hearing is that Satili Tupanua might drop out of the 17 after last week. But how's this game going to go? Who's going to win? I'm going to go ahead and take the Roosters here. I think they do get the job done. I think that they've got to turn things around too after last week's performance. Obviously, they've got the side to do that still, regardless of, you know, Tedesco being out, Sam Walker being out, and obviously Dominic Young being out as well. They've still got a team that can be a threat to this Newcastle Knights side. And the Knights side, they haven't really got too many wins against top eight sides this year. They have done some pretty decent work against some of the lower sides, but against some of those top sides, they have tended to struggle. Roosters, I wouldn't discount them at all. They are still one of these top sides, even though they haven't had the best start to the year. I feel like with Manu at fullback, with Luke Keary, sorry, in the number seven jersey, there is a stat that came out the other day that says that when Luke Keary or Sam Walker are playing on their own and not together, they play better and the team goes better. So looking to see if that stat comes to fruition here. Luke Keary, obviously in the number seven jersey, going to be taking this side around the park. Manu at fullback, who's always gone well in that number one jersey. You know, I think that this side can still go well. Plus, you look at the forward pack they've still got here. Jared Warrior Hargreaves, Lindsay Collins, Nafau White, Terrell May coming off the bench. They have got a forward pack that can create some havoc. They've also got Angus Crichton on that left edge. That's done some terrific work for the Sydney Roosters of late. Luke Keary using Angus Crichton very, very well over the past few weeks. I think he's going to be massive in this game. Running up against, it looks like, a Dylan Lucas. I think that he is going to be a massive, massive difference for the Roosters, Angus Crichton. As for the Newcastle Knights, if they want to win this game, they've just got to play some smarter footy, make less errors. KP obviously was enormous last week for the Newcastle Knights in terms of his kicking game, short kicking game, obviously his passing game, and obviously the way he runs the football as well. He was getting heavily involved. He was massive for the Newcastle Knights in those wet conditions. Jack Cogger, his kicking game in wet conditions as well was outstanding, and that's going to be a little bit of a difference as well. Just the kicking game in this one from both Hastings and Jack Cogger, it could be a major difference. Anara Chuala has been fantastic over the past few weeks. Hopefully, he can win that wing battle against Daniel Tupou. I imagine that Anara Chuala will be on that right-hand side with Greg Marzu coming back into the team for Tom Jenkins, on the left. But I'm keen to see if Anara Chuala can go 3-for-3 and have a really solid week again. And Dane Gagai, Bradman Best, defensively in the centre positions, going up against Suali and Michael Jennings is going to be very interesting as well. Keen to see how they go. The forward battle, though, we talked about the forwards for the Roosters. Jacob Saifidi, Leo Thompson for the Newcastle Knights starting up front. Leo Thompson was outstanding last week, and Lindsay Collins not having the best week last week either. That forward battle is going to be very interesting. Obviously, Daniel Saifidi, Jack Hetherington, who's a loose cannon, and then you've got Matt Croker off coming off the bench as well. This forward battle is going to be very interesting, and I can't wait for it. Now, who's going to win this game? As we said, we're going to go in our same game multi on Crossbet, the Sydney Roosters, to get the job done here. They are the underdogs at $2.45 on the Crossbet app. Great value there for your Sydney Roosters to get the job done. We take the Roosters in terms of who's going to score a try in this game. You got to take Michael Jennings here in his 300th game. Hopefully scores a try in this one. The Roosters boys will be getting up for him after, obviously, Andrew Abdo's come out and said that his 300th game won't be celebrated. I'm sure these Roosters boys will be giving him a lot of ball to celebrate that 300th game. So Michael Jennings goes over the line. I've got Kalen Ponga as well. As I said, he's going to be the difference maker here in the number one jersey. He's going to make things happen for his side, his short kicking game, his running game, and the way that he organises on that left-hand side, I think that he could be an absolute threat like he is every single week. He's had some pretty decent weeks despite some pretty poor scorelines for the Newcastle Knights. I'm going to go Kalen Ponga to score a try in this game. You're going to get some great value from these two try scorers too. Kalen Ponga, Michael Jennings to score. You get $15. $15. Michael Jennings, Kalen Ponga to score with the Roosters to win. $15 on the Crossbet app. Make sure if you can have a punt with someone, do it with Crossbet. Most importantly, gamble responsibly and set a deposit limit. That's full time. See you in the next one.